It's so good to see you tonight. Boy, I appreciate the way the Lord's moving, and I want us, it's all about us now, you and I. Amen. Listening and hearing and responding. Amen. I need your prayers. Saints, how many of you understand tonight that if you were the devil, you'd try to hinder this service? If you were the devil. How many thinks that would probably be what the devil would want to do? I don't believe there's one service that he don't have a plan to counteract whatever we're trying to do. So if y'all know that, we all know that the devil's going to hinder. We need to resist him, don't we? I said we need to resist him in the service, that our mind don't wander, our spirits don't get stale. Amen. That we listen, we adhere, we go and pray about what we've heard. And if the worship of the Lord comes along, somebody gets to shout, and don't let them shout by themselves. Hallelujah. Is that right or not? Praise God. It's good to have Brother Cameron here tonight. And I've preached to him hundreds of times. But his head not as hard as it was then. It softened up a whole lot. It's a lot different now, ain't it? But I do remember chapel service, brother, where you took off running around the church. You remember that? And your mother was running. Either I don't know if she went first or you went first. You remember that? Huh? You don't remember her? Yeah, she took off too. Now you go ask her. That's right. And we've had some good times. I'm glad you're here tonight, and glad you're here. I want the Lord to help you in the service tonight. Praise the Lord. I've got this soul winning thing on my mind, but I'm gonna break out of it for just one service here, and I'll get back to it probably Wednesday, because I feel the Lord moving us that direction. Why don't you go to Exodus chapter 33? Praise the Lord. I brought a copy, Brother Mike, of that old song I like so good. I haven't heard too many people sing it. But anybody remember that old song, If I Knew of a Land Where Heartache Never Comes, I'd Sell All I Have and Move Today? You ever hear that, Brother Mike? You're going to get getting ready to. I got it on CD. I want y'all to learn that, because that is a sweet old song. If I Knew of a Land Where Heartache Never Comes, I'd Sell All I Have and Move Today. Yeah. Amen. I'm headed there. How about you? Amen. I want to talk to you tonight from Exodus 33. And for a text, I'm going to read verse 21 and preach from this chapter tonight and several other places if the Lord would anoint me and help me. I covet your help tonight. And the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, there is a place by me. There is a place by me. And thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in the cleft of the rock." Where did my songbook go? Amen. "And I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen." I want to preach tonight from this scripture on "there is a place," amen, "for you." There is a place. You look at this old world. Now you got to understand that Moses was in a dilemma. He'd come out of Egypt. He'd seen several miracles. Seen the high hand of God bring him out by a mighty, powerful hand. And He crossed over the Red Sea on dry land. And he came to the mount that God told him that he was going to bring him back to that mountain again. The same place, the same mountain where Moses saw the bush burning. Amen. And it was not consumed. I remember when I was a little kid, somebody bought us a game, a Bible game, and it had pictures of Bible events on this little board game. And I remember I was just a kid and never heard a preacher preach that I can ever remember. But I looked at that bush that was not consumed, and I got curious about it. Of course, Mom filled the details in. Amen, about this bush, amen, that was not consumed. That's where Moses heard the voice of God and told him to go lead his people out of Egypt. And Moses followed God, and he did just that. Well, God had him now. He's going back into this mountain to receive the commandments of the Lord, commonly called the Ten Commandments. And that's what the Bible calls Ten Commandments on the tablet. But they were many commandments. But these ten were written on that stone with the finger of God. Now, brother, that was a spiritual church, wasn't it? Huh? That was a spiritual church. They drank water out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock. But when Moses went in the mountain and he stayed there before God for 40 days, the Bible said that the people got kind of restless. And when Moses delayed his coming, they got off track. And they began to say, where is that Moses anyway? You know, he's brought us out of here and now he's deserted us. And you know how it all went on. And so while Moses was in the mountain, he came down out of the mountain, Joshua with him, and Joshua said, it sounds like there was something going on down there in the camp. Said, it sounds like war. Boy, I'd say Moses, I don't remember exactly the words he said, but he knew it wasn't war. He probably wished it was war, but it was worse than war. Amen. They had rose up to play. And there's no need of going into the detail, but amen. Aaron really tried to blame it on the people, but he really was the architect of this golden calf. I was preaching along these lines for this text out in a Bible school out west. And I said, you know, what I can't figure out is how they got that much gold in a holiness church to build a calf. Oh. Yeah, that was just a little sideline, you know. It didn't go over out there either, to be honest with you. I just kind of, you know, but you're not going to take a tuck head on me, are you? But you know where they got their gold? I'm going to tell you where they got it. They spoiled the Egyptians. They got it. They didn't have any. They spoiled the Egyptians. And they brought that gold with them, not to wear in their ears and around their neck. They got that gold to melt down for the tabernacle. Are y'all out there? Praise God. And so Moses went up to get the commands of the Lord. The people rose up. People ain't changed none. They really haven't. Moses came down and he heard them up with the revelry and the foolishness that was going on. And the Bible said they were naked. Now, I don't know maybe they weren't naked. But the Bible said they were. The people said they just had lost their glow, or they lost their decency, but the Bible said they were naked, and that wasn't good when I was a boy. You know, you didn't go out naked. Somebody say amen. Amen. They had stripped off naked. Oh, I want to preach to you a little bit. Bless your sweetheart. I want to preach to you. Hallelujah. No, you just need to stay with me. You think I'm going to stay on that gold calf, don't you? I probably ought to, just for your benefit. Amen, but I'm not going to. Praise God. I want to tell you, Moses' heart sunk. Amen. He saw his people had made a molten calf out of the gold. And I will say this while I'm going. Amen. Gold has always been connected with idolatry. Amen. Are you listening? And that's where it went back to. Praise God. Amen. And so he came down and he heard them and watched them. And I want to tell you, our culture, amen, has rose up to play. Amen. I tell you, and you'll have to admit it tonight, you're not at home out there in this culture that we live in. Amen. They're just, are you listening to me? Amen. You say, how in the world can we survive, amen, in the hour that we live? Oh, if somebody say amen. And Brother Jeremy, I hadn't thought of this, but he mentioned tonight, amen, in his testimony, amen, that Esau sought a place. Amen. You remember quoting that? Amen. He sought a place of repentance and found it not. I want to tell you, church, if somebody help me preach a little tonight, amen, we need to find, amen, that place, amen, that's near God. Amen. You say, I can't get close to God. You know what Moses said? Amen. He said, if I can't be close to you, God, amen, I'm not going to go any further. You know what I want to tell my little church here tonight? Amen. I want to tell you, if we don't find that place close to God, amen, we're not going to go any further. I wish somebody would say, amen, we can't just come and face what we're facing and battle what we're battling, amen, and survive, amen, without finding this place. It blessed me when I read this verse. Amen. God told Moses, he said, I want you to go on up and take the people up, and I'll send my presence with you, and I'll send an angel with you. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Would that be enough for you? Amen. Just a goosebump or two. Amen. It ain't enough for me. Amen. Come on now. Would it be enough if our children learn three-part harmony? Amen. And learn to play the violin and the harp and the harmonica. Amen. I'll tell you, that ain't going to be enough. Amen. Come on now. We need to find that place. Amen. That's close to God. Amen. Won't you lift your hands and help me preach tonight? God told Moses, he said, you have found grace in my sight. Amen. Is that good news or what? You have found grace in my sight. Boy, that's the only way we're going to survive. Amen. He said, you found grace in my sight. Amen. Therefore, I'm going to have my presence go before you. Help me now. Amen. And Moses said, Lord, if I've found grace in thy sight, is it not grace? Oh, hear me now. Oh, I wish I was a preacher tonight. Amen. He said, is it not grace that thou goest with us? Amen. We're not going to make it without you. Amen. And Moses refused, amen, to go up, amen, again without him. He had a whole church, probably 1.5 million plus people that had backslid, went back to their idol gods, had stripped themselves naked, and rose up and was committing sins with one another. Amen. Moses couldn't take it. His nerves were frail. Amen. He was nervous. Amen. His emotions were shot. He was angry. Are you listening to me? All of those emotions. Amen. And God said, I want you to go on. And Moses said, I can't go on. Amen. Can I tell you, we can't go on either. Amen. Until he shows us his glory. Oh yeah. I tell you what, we can't really blame this new generation coming up. Amen. If they've not seen the glory of God. Amen. Come on now. We need to walk the walk. Amen. And not just talk the talk. Amen. We need to see the glory of God. The Bible said, amen, the psalmist said, I would have fainted except I had believed to see the glory of God in the land of the living. I know heaven is a wonderful place, but we've got to have something to get to heaven in. We've got to find that place. Amen. By God, where his glory abides. Boy, I wish I was a preacher here. You know, God's always looked out for us. He created man, and what did the Bible say? What did the Bible say? It said he made a garden. And he put man in the garden to be a dresser. Come on now. Help me preach a little bit. There is a place that God has for us. And you know what? I've been to a few spots around, you know, and looked at the flower gardens and the beauty of that. And I love it. I love flowers. I couldn't raise one in my life depending on it. Amen. But I love it. And God loved man so much, he had a place just for him. Amen. It had rivers and fountains. Are you listening to me? Amen. And trees of every kind they could partake of. And the tree of life was in the midst of the garden. Are you listening to me? Amen. And there is a place of paradise. And God met them in the evening, in the cool of the day. Oh, somebody say amen. You know what I love? And I'll tell you what, I'd die without it. Amen. But there's those times when the pressure's on. Amen. And the world is shaking all around me that God says there's a place. Amen. There's a secret place. There's still that garden. Amen. Where Christ dwells. Are you listening to me preach? Oh, I wish I was a preacher tonight. I'd preach to my flock. Amen. And here's what I love about it, Brother Joseph. Amen. After he dealt with Moses and Moses wouldn't go no further and God loved Moses. Amen. God finally said, yes, there is a place by me, and you shall stand there. I tell you, I believe Moses shouted. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what you need tonight. Amen. You say, I can't take any more. This world is backslid. This church world is backslid. Amen. I've been let down and disappointed. Amen. I can't do it on my own. Amen. God said, I love you, and there's a place by me. Oh, I need to hurry. Amen. There's a place by me. It's a place. Amen. A paradise in the presence of the Lord are pleasures. Amen. Evermore. The Bible said that God walked with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day. They had fellowship and communion with God. Amen. Aren't you glad you know of a place? Amen. Where you can go meet God and feel his presence in your life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thought of the children of Israel when they was in Egypt. In the Bible, God sent all those plagues. What was it? 9 plagues. Amen. That they sent on the Egyptians. Amen. How many thinks you're right in the middle of that? Praise God. Boy, Brother Mike, I hope you can come some Sunday, take some sick days. We're getting ready to hit Matthew 24. I need your help. Boy, that's a good one right there now. Amen. Talking about the coming of the Lord. Amen. And this, amen. God, the Bible said that the children of Israel, that the Pharaoh allowed them to go out to the land of Goshen. G-O-S-H-E-N. And he said there they all came and together, amen, at the place of Goshen, amen, and that's where they dwelt. It was really, I read today that Goshen was actually a delta of the Nile River, amen. Is that a delta? Is that kind of an inlet of a Nile River? And it was kind of isolated, Brother Jeremy, from the rest of Cairo and the rest of Egypt. They were in Egypt, but they were in a place. Praise God. Are you with me? Amen. How many knows the Bible said Jesus told the disciples, he said, you are in this world. Amen. But you're not of this world. Amen. Come on now. Woo. I tell you, I think sometimes we get the idea, amen, that we're in this all by ourselves. But I want to tell somebody here tonight, amen, there's a place you can go. Amen. Psalm 91, under the secret place, under the shadow, under the wings. You don't believe me, do you? Amen. God's always had a place, amen, for his people to go. And he told Moses, there is a place by me. You can come up here. You can stand on the rock, in the cleft of the rock, and I'll hide you. Hallelujah. You ever want to be healed? I wish somebody would say amen. You ever feel the need to be healed? Amen by God. Amen. Woo. I love this old song. I wish I was a singer now. I got a lot of wishes, don't I? Rock of Ages. Cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure. That's a double cure. That ain't hardly what we don't hardly even know what that's talking about. It's not only saving us from the wrath of God, but it makes us pure, amen, from our sins. It sanctifies us, amen. It only takes the punishment and penalty of sin away. He takes the power of sin away, amen, of our life. Anybody need this tonight? I want to tell you something. I can't just solicit and beg and plead and get someone in this church house and everything's okay. That's not where you need to go. There's a place by the Lord and he's got preserved for you. It's in the riven side of his son that was pierced. He wants you to hide, amen, in the life of Christ from this storm that's on our lives. Lift your hands, ask the Lord to help me preach this sermon to you. The Bible said there was darkness. There was darkness in all of Egypt. But there was light where there was light in the dwelling of the Israelites. There was darkness and scourge and disease in Egypt, but not in Goshen. I said, not in Goshen. Am I right? God told Elijah, in the midst of a famine where people were dying by the degrees, and Ahab and Jezebel was on the throne, and God said, I want you to go down to a brook Cherith, and I'm going to feed you right there. Amen. And you know what? Come on now. God still has that place of privilege and providence and care. Amen. Am I preaching right or not? You believe what I'm saying? I said God has that place in the will of God. Amen. Where we go. And you know what the Bible said? He drank of the brook and the ravens brought his meat in. Amen. In the morning and evening, flesh. Amen. Was brought to him in that place that God ordained. Amen. In that place that God ordered. And he went right there. Are you listening to me? I know you're in a famine of your life. Amen. But there is a place by God. Is the church helping me preach to somebody here tonight? Amen. I know there's a horrible culture and world we live in. Amen. But can I tell you, amen, God's got a plan. He's got a place. He's got a place. Amen. Like the Garden of Eden. Are you listening to me? He's got the brook Cherith. He's got a land of Goshen for you. I wish somebody would say amen. He's got a place where you can stand on the rock. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Whoo. About to feel like shouting here tonight. Oh, help me. Praise God. They went out to the Mount of Olives, and he said his farewells, and he told him, he said, I want you to go back to Jerusalem. Amen. I want you to stay there, tarry in Jerusalem until you're endued with power from on high. Come on now. You know what they did? They went right back where God told them to go. Help me, sweet Jesus. He went back where God told him to go. And the Bible said they went into the upper room. Amen. And they were 120 of them gathered there. That's probably about what we got here tonight. Amen. Are you listening to me preach? Amen. And the Bible said suddenly there was a sound from heaven as a mighty rushing wind. Amen. God has that same place. I want to tell you the upper room. Amen. I don't know what little room, amen, that was. We went in a little room in Jerusalem as on tour, and they had a little reconstructed building. And we went up there. You've heard me tell about it. That black church was in there, and it was our turn to go. And they broke all the rules. They got happy in there. Amen. Come on now. And our God said, "Well, we're going to be just a few minutes." it. He kept looking, and I could hear him singing in there. Amen. I wanted in there so bad. Amen. I want to say, let me have their ticket. Hallelujah. And finally, I just eased around, and brother, they was having church in the upper room. I want to tell you, we don't have to go to Jerusalem. We don't have to climb the stairs. Amen. But God has a place for us right here. In February 1976, I found that place. That place of power. That place of the Holy Ghost. That place, amen. Oh, that God ordained to fill me with the Holy Ghost power. Listen. Amen. God still has that place. Amen. For your life. That place, amen. To energize you. Amen. To empower you for the work ahead. Amen. We're going to win the lost. We're going to keep the victory. We got to be like Moses. We're going to say, Lord, I can't do it without you. Sister Connie, God said, and I love this. You may not get this. I know we don't always get the things together. But when I read God say to Moses, finally, there is a place for me. Oh, I got so happy. I got so happy. Hey, man. I'm telling you, we got this list ahead of us here. And we got you sitting here tonight. Oh, God. We got folks that are not here tonight that should be here tonight. Praise the Lord. Now, church, we're not going to operate on our personalities. You're not going to be able to say, you need to come. Brother Randy, he was funny last night. Or Brother Randy, he was tiring him up last night. Or you ought to come here, Brother Randy. No, that ain't going to work. And you know that ain't going to work. You're not going to be able to say, well, won't you come? Brother Robert wrote a new song, and he's going to break it out on Wednesday night. And you need to come. And if he don't have one, Brother Michael have an old one. He'll pull out and sing. And I'm going to tell you, it ain't going to work. And I appreciate every effort that's made. But we got to find that place of privilege where God said, there's a place by me. And he said, I'm going to put you in the cleft of that rock. You shall stand up on the rock. And I want you to just picture this. He was right back in a little cleft, a little cave on the side of that mountain, the holy mountain of God. God himself, amen, was on that mountain with him. And he put his hand over that place. Amen. And I often wonder, is that what the Bible said? He had his hand. And I don't know if Moses had his eyes closed. I don't know. Amen. But that hand that covered the whole opening in that cliff so that Moses wouldn't see the face of God and die from the power and glory of it. But I'll tell you what, it would have slayed me just looking at the crevices of his hand over the entrance. You ain't getting this, are you? Praise God. I want you to get close to God. I want you to feel his presence. He said, I'm going to remove my hand. And he said it like this. I'm going to let my goodness, amen, pass before you. Amen. You know his goodness is his glory. Oh, come on now. Amen. You know what the Bible said? The glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Amen. You know it's the goodness of God in Jesus' face that died for us. His grace on Calvary. That is the glory of God. Amen. Jesus said, Father, glorify thyself. He said, I have glorified myself, and I will glorify myself. His son is the glory of God. Oh, come on now. I want to tell you, we need to get our eyes upon the Son of God tonight. Find that place of repentance. Find that place of power. Find that place of covering. Find that place of security. Find that place of grace. Amen. And live for God under the influence evidence of the power of the Spirit. Amen. Oh, somebody say amen. Say it good and loud for me. I'm gonna quit preaching here for a while. How many would pray with the preacher tonight and say, I need to find that place, preacher? Anybody else? That place that gives us, Sister Lois, confirmation that God's going to go with us. Say amen. My, I feel like preaching to you. Oh, if I could just preach to you. You know, when a preacher, a pastor loves you, my whole life, this is my whole life. And I want you to get this so bad. And I know I can't do it in myself. We're just waiting on the Lord. Amen. Some truth, Brother Don, I might say, some truth that might trigger some hope in you. And you'll find that place. Some of you are going through some horrendous things, some sickness in the body. Sister Wilma, they found a cyst on her ankle bone that's given her all this problem. Huh? My mama said when she was a little girl, she hurt her foot and a big old knot popped up on it. And her mama, my Aunt Susie Bailey, or my grandma Susie Bailey, she was a praying woman. She stayed right with God and lived for the Lord when her husband was putting moonshine under the bed to hide from the, whatever you call them guys. What do you call them? Yeah, revenuers. She lived for the Lord and had the Holy Ghost, died speaking in tongues. When she left this world, she was speaking in tongues. Mom was just a little girl. She run in, Brother Charlie, and she said, look at my foot, Mama. This big old knot's popped up on it. And she just laid her finger over on that knot on her foot and just bowed her head, and that knot disappeared just right like that. That's what we need, isn't it? Is that what we need? We need that place, that place, that place that is the power and the glory of God. We're not going to run forever without seeing the glory of God. We can't see Him face to face, but we can see His goodness pass by. I've seen it, Brother Steve. I wouldn't be here if I hadn't. Amen. I want to see it again. It's been a while since I have. Amen. I could go through it right now. I remember the night you slayed right here on the floor. I remember the power of the Holy Ghost. Isaac, I remember over here as you was praying with others and the Holy Ghost came on you. Amen. I remember, Brother Mike, I've seen the Holy Ghost move on you over and over and over, Brother Robert. Amen. I've seen you, amen, run with your guitar around your neck, around this church. I've seen it happen. Are you listening to me preach? I'm not just talking about being slayed in the Spirit, but I'm talking about being moved by the Spirit and led by the Spirit and empowered by the Spirit. Amen. And the joy of the Lord in your soul. Amen. The fellowship of Christ. Amen. The Lord has a place where we can go and survive this world. Woo. Woo. Now we put these names. I got them right here tonight. And there is eight names on each card. That's it totaled out the names we had divided by the ones that volunteered to be part of the outreach. And what that consists of is you just committing to pray for these names every day, fast as the Lord leads for them, call their names specifically out. Amen. And if you draw a name out of this tonight, you don't get the name you wrote and put in there. Somebody else is praying for them. Matter of fact, two other people are praying for them. And you pray for somebody else. Now I'm going to be going down the list, and I'm going to be getting volunteers to make contact with these. I still got 30 or 40 people with just the first name only, and I don't have an idea who they are. And probably whoever gets the name, unless it's you, don't know who they are. If that's the way, you feel like they're doing, that's fine. But, it's going to take praying. It's going to take fasting. And it may take making contact. Huh? If the Holy Ghost moves on somebody and deals with them, and they don't really know how to cure this hurt unless you go to them or somebody goes to them and says, you know, the Lord could help you with that. If you'd come to church with us, or I'll pray with you anytime. Huh? Here's what the Bible says about what you're going through. Right, here's the deliverance. Here's the answer for you. Nobody's cast away. He'll take anybody. He loves sinners. He died for sinners. Huh? Am I right or not? So, Nate, did you put them in here twice each in this little stack or not? Okay, I need to do that. I'll just praise the Lord. Everyhow, we need to do that. We'll just praise the Lord. Amen. Stand with me. Boy, I didn't preach too good to you tonight. Y'all sure need it. Y'all sure need somebody to preach to you. You do. I tried. I'll be honest with you. I felt the powers of hell fighting me every inch of the way. You say, well, that sermon wasn't good enough to... Hey, man, I'll tell you. You need exactly what I preach tonight if we're going to go forward. That's right. That's right. All right. Bow your heads with me, please.